Extension 101.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The live Saturday night edition. We're here kicking off hour number one of the program. You can bring up whatever, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have lots of stuff, and it's all free, including live streaming, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them on the house, freetalklive.com.
Now, every show is recorded on a Saturday night. How can we prove that we're live?
What do you mean? How can we prove it?
How do we prove it? How do you tell?
The only way to prove it would be to call in and find out for sure, I guess. So you have to prove it to yourself. We can't prove it.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So coming up tonight, we got a lot to talk about, lots of prep on the way, of course. Well, I don't know if there's anything to say about the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't get excited about it.
I like the ads.
Yeah. Are you going to be watching?
I will watch.
Okay.
In all likelihood.
I mean, if you've got a Super Bowl story that you want to tell us about, feel free. 800-259-9231. I'm so uninterested in it. I don't know what I'll be doing tomorrow night. At Super Bowl time, you guys are doing karaoke, right? Out at the club. So I
think
go.
The Super Bowl's on a little earlier than the karaoke usually is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It starts at 6-ish, doesn't it?
Start with Super Bowl, work my way to karaoke.
Right. There you go. That's a good plan. So coming up tonight, libertarians. Apparently a Gallup poll was done that shows that there's actually a lot of libertarians out there.
Yeah, a lot of people consider themselves libertarians.
In the double digits, which is pretty exciting. We'll talk about that on the way. And a woman who was apparently arrested for racist language. The guy that was videotaped. Remember we talked about the airman that was shot 3 times by the cop earlier this week? The guy who videotaped it has now been arrested. Yeah. That's all on the way. Your emails as well.
That's crazy.
Yep, your emails as well. 800-259-9231. You've got something to manage about religious people and Satan? Or
I've got a...
Satan and opera and religious people.
Interesting case out in Colorado, yeah.
But let's start things off with an email. This one from Mark. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, let's take your free borders one more step. Why not let some guy from Panama come squat in your backyard? Or hang out in your bedroom. Free world, right?
Wait a second, Mark. There's a total difference between somebody owning something, a piece of property, and people coming across the border.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the border's made is an imaginary line drawn by the government, which is an imaginary organization. It doesn't make any... Why should it matter what place you were born as to where you can go?
It shouldn't. But I like, you know, the point about private property is this is my house. This is my yard. I have to give you permission before you come here and hang out or sleep in my house. Now, let's point out.
You know, it baffles the crap out of me, these ultra nationalist people that think, we're Americans. We shouldn't let people from other countries come into America because America's sovereign.
It's a private club.
Wait a second. What are you getting out of this whole American thing besides the ability to wave a flag? Because it's the corporations that are getting rich, not you. You're just somebody with a yellow ribbon on your bumper.
They're afraid that their jobs are going to get taken. We don't want them to take our jobs. You know, that thing. They don't understand the economy. They didn't pay attention in economics class. I know I didn't. Everything I've learned about economics, I've learned outside of high school. And these people, they graduated school, and they went off to their job, and they just started working. They don't know anything about supply and demand and how when new people come into the country, we could take as many new people as could fit in this country.
It'd be good for us.
And nobody would run out of jobs because every single person that comes creates demand.
A job, there will be lots more people, lots more jobs.
Right. Well, whenever somebody comes in,
a given job might be lost, or
you might lose your job to somebody who's willing to do it for less. But hey, that's how the cookie crumbles, man. That's competition in the workplace.
And the terminology "my job" is it's a misnomer
because
I don't have a job where I work. My boss has a job. He owns the place, and he allows me to do that job.
Right.
That's it. I don't own that job. He does because he pays for it.
And to suggest that you do own that job means that you must own a piece of the company, or you must...
In which case, you can't be replaced by the next guy.
Yeah. So, if you have a job, first things first, understand that if you have a job, tomorrow could be your last day. I think a lot of people with jobs need to come to that realization. Because there's way too many people in this country, man, that go to work, come home, on Friday, they get their paycheck, and they spend it all. And they get their paycheck and they say, oh, right, now I can go buy that new home theater system I've been waiting for. Or I can go buy a 24-pack of beer.
Drink it all.
Yeah, and then they go out and they spend all their money and they say, it's all right, I'm going to get another one of these paychecks next week.
It's great, they just keep on coming every other week.
Yeah, it's my job. I do a good job at my job. There's no way I could lose my job. And then, of course, at the very most inconvenient moment, right after they get, you know, put into the hospital from some car accident or some other terrible calamity happens in their life, oh, what do you know? You just happen to lose your job at the same time. And what
good
do you have
advice
to show for
is
to it?
Put, a good advice is to put 10% away of every paycheck you
at
get.
At minimum. And if more, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't do that stuff. They just live paycheck to paycheck, and they figure, hey, I've been here for 15 years. Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, one thing's for certain is you can go out and get a different job tomorrow. It may not pay as well,
right,
but then you can continue working while you look for new jobs.
That's right.
So I kind of understand that, that sort of paycheck to paycheck philosophy.
No, I don't understand it at all.
You
it's
don't.
Sloppy.
I know. But
it's sloppy and it's for losers.
Well, it's savings. Having money in savings certainly gives you power and freedom.
Hey, it takes money to make money. No doubt about it. 800-259-9231. So going back to the borders issue. So what people in this country, a lot of people that are afraid of open borders or afraid of the freedom to travel don't understand is that their jobs, while they're individually might be in jeopardy by someone who's willing to work for less, which, by the way, it's always in jeopardy from someone who's willing to work for less. I mean, if you've been working for a company for 25 years and they're paying you a lot of money and I come in and I'm 15 years younger than you and I say, hey, look, I'll do this guy's job for $10 an hour less than he's doing it, and I'll do exactly the same job, your boss is going to have a hard time telling me no, because money talks.
You never know. I mean,
I'm just saying, your job's always up. Your job is always up.
That's true.
To possibly be taken by someone else, regardless of whether they're brown or white or black. So, going on with what Mark says, he says, well, why don't you just let people come hang out in your bedroom? There's a thing in America called private property, and all those private property owners have some rules about how their property is treated, rules we all respect, as we should. I agree with that,
Mark. I agree.
America is a country filled with private property owners who like the idea of government they pay for to at least protect their collective rights.
What collective rights?
What is that?
It sounds like that guy's a communist.
That sounds awfully communist to me. What is a collective right, Mark? He doesn't go and describe it. But maybe you could answer the question.
It would
for
be
me.
Like, I guess you would be assigning the property rights to collectively to the people. So, you know, just like, you know, a person has a right to property, then the people collectively have the right to, a nation.
I don't understand how that would work.
It doesn't work.
There's no such thing as a collective right.
It's communist.
If you believe there is such a thing as a collective right, you've just been brainwashed. I mean, there's only individual rights. And I'm not even convinced that there are individual rights. But there's no way possible that there's a collective right. What there could be is there could be an organization of people that have gotten together and have given up some of their rights in order to, you know, retain some sort of service or some sort of protection, which is possible. I mean, if you and all of your neighbors would like to give up your right to, I don't even know, travel or something like that, then in return for something, then go ahead. You can give up your rights as you choose. But you can't give mine up just because you and your neighbors want to give up yours, can you? Do you have control over my rights?
That's what they did in San Francisco. 800 people's rights to own guns.
That's right. 800-259-9231. This is your show. What do you think about opening the borders, ending welfare? We think it's possible. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your maca today. Maca. Now you'll know the secret.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Live Saturday night edition. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and visit our brand newest section to the website. It's the Free Talk Live Wiki. You go to Wiki. That's W-I-K-I. Wiki.freetalklive.com. It'll take you there. It's neat because anybody can change it. I mean, you can go in there and modify the wiki. Right now it's being used to kind of give info about the show and the hosts and the callers and the archives, but anything is game. It's totally like an open format, modifiable sandbox, digital sandbox. That's the best way I can describe it. I'll get better at it as time goes on because I'm kind of new to the whole idea, but I think it's really cool. So it's open to anybody at wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about collective rights. We got this email from a guy who's concerned about immigration, and he mentioned the term collective rights. Now, usually the crew of people that is up in arms about people coming into this country are from the right wing, wouldn't you say, Mowich? I mean, for whatever that's worth.
Generally.
But here he is saying that, oh, we've got collective rights, and this is a problem. These immigrants coming in here, we've got to protect, our government's got to protect our collective rights. And we thought, gosh, that sounds awfully socialist and communist and collectivist. What does collective rights mean? So figured I'd look it up over the break. And according to Wikipedia, the term collective rights refers to the rights of peoples to be protected from attacks on their group identity and group interests. I still don't know what it means. Group identity? Group interests? Let me ask you this, Mowich. Okay, let's presume that there is such a thing as individual rights. I think that there's, I mean, that's something that most people would agree with.
I would.
You do have individual rights. Okay, if I have individual rights and you have individual rights, are my individual rights greater than or less than or equal to your individual rights?
As long as we're all things being equal, they're equal. I mean, if I'm on your property, for instance, my rights don't go away, but your rights sort of trump them. If you don't want to hear, if I want to yodel at the top of my lungs on your property,
right.
Well, then you have the right to kick me off.
Given that I'm on my property and you're on your property,
then they are
who's
equal.
Got better, who's got more rights?
They're equal.
Okay, so if you and I get together, does that mean that we now have collective rights? And does that mean that because we're together, we have more rights than, say, Jim, who's our next-door neighbor, who's by himself?
No, I mean, we just each individually have our own rights.
I think that's kind of what the idea is behind these commies that, like, promoting this collective rights idea, the idea that, well, if more than one person gets together, then they've got more rights than somebody else, which is, after all, what democracy's all about, right?
Really, democracy is about that.
It's about the people who are in the majority taking away the freedoms and the rights of the minority because mm-hmm. they vote them away. That's not right, is it?
No, that's not how this country was set up.
Certainly
this
doesn't sound very American.
It's not what I hear in the Constitution, at least. In the Constitution, I hear that everybody's got the, has these basic rights that are inalienable. But it seems like people can take them away as much as they want. If they don't like their handguns, well, they can take that away. And if they want to have a little pet project that they want to do, well, they can vote to tax that person, which essentially is their freedom because mm-hmm. I get to do what I want with my time, and if I choose to work, then I get paid for it. And if the government takes that money away from me, I'm their slave.
You're working for them.
I'm working for them for the
even
period of time.
Rather not.
If I pay 50% of my income in taxes, then that means half of the time I'm working for the government. That means I'm half a slave.
Not good. Let me continue here with Mark's email. He says, in a utopian view of the world where every country has the constitutional freedom of America, let freedom ring. Let them come and go. We tried what you want on another level, free trade, and we're getting our butts kicked by Walmart and our Chinese friends. At some point,
who is we?
I have no idea who he's talking about.
I think
he means the country.
I like Walmart bringing food, bringing cheap stuff for me to buy.
Yeah, you know why
low
I
prices
like that?
Every day.
You know why I like that? Because there's all these people out there that, oh, Walmart's terrible. They sell Chinese products. You should only buy American. But hey, go ahead. Go ahead and buy American. Go do your best. See, I mean, if you can even buy everything American, which I think is impossible.
Yeah, try to find an American toaster.
Yeah. Even if that's possible, you're going to be spending so much money. Seriously, if you went out and, you had a list of 100 items that you had to go out and buy, that you went out and bought, you got two grocery carts or whatever, two carts, shopping carts, filled one up with American items and filled the other one up with Chinese items, that one in the that American cart's going to cost you 4, 5, 10 times as much as that Chinese cart. So I don't know about you, Mowich, but my income is not, like, really I can't just throw it away. I don't have a lot of disposable income that
right.
I can just lavish on American products. I have to make every dollar that I have go as far as possible.
Sure.
And Walmart and companies that sell products from overseas that are cheaper make my dollars go farther. That's good for me as an American.
Yeah.
It means it raises my standard of living. It means I can buy more with less, and I have more left over to keep myself alive with and buy other things that I might want to do. What's wrong with that?
I don't know what's wrong with that. I can't figure out anything wrong with it.
So if you don't want to go and shop at Walmart, then don't shop there. Clearly, a lot of people do want to shop there. Anyway, he says, at some point of getting our butts kicked, can we decide to stop and regroup and get some breathing room? From Mark. Again,
okay.
He's talking in... I don't even know what he means by that, breathing room. Is he talking about putting up a fence? Is that what he means? Is he talking about putting up some sort of barricade to prevent... is he feeling strangled by the immigrants in this country? Is that what he means? He needs breathing room. He needs to just lock them out for a little while, keep the private club private, not let anybody into this country. Because that's not very pro-freedom, is it, Mark?
It doesn't seem like it.
And if you want to get this country to improve, we have to let people in here that want to make life better for themselves. These are hardworking individuals.
This country's been built on the backs of immigrants. Of course, those the immigrants that came before didn't get a whole bunch of free rides. There wasn't all this welfare to take care of people. There were certainly charities that did take care of immigrants. And, you know, those charities were good. And they fed people. They housed people. They clothed people. They educated people. But everybody supported those charities voluntarily. I mean, you know, that's the right. Sisters are not going to let somebody go unclothed and uneducated.
Well, they're not going to let somebody go 5 years and mooch off of them either.
No, like no, absolutely. Will. You're not going to live your life on welfare or charity given out by the United Methodist Church.
And I would certainly like to clarify that we don't support welfare on this show at all. We think that we should end welfare entirely because then nobody's going to come here looking for a handout. Because it won't be there anymore. The government cheese will not be around. Therefore, everybody coming into this country will be looking for a better life and looking for freedom. Let's go to the phones. This is the show. You can take control of the airwaves. And ladies come first. Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel.
Hi. I've been listening to what you've been saying, and there is a reason behind what this is, what this is all about.
What's what all about?
Okay.
What,
about the immigrants coming in here, there's a reason they're doing this.
Who's they?
Who's doing what?
The government is allowing this. Because they're trying to break down the lower people of the country. They're trying to, this is their way of really hurting the lower class and also...
They're trying to
they
break
wanna
them down?
They hurt the lower class? Why do they want to hurt them?
Because it's we have what they call a secret government that's behind all this.
Well, I believe that there's a secret right. government. I mean, certainly.
Okay,
they've
now,
got secret police. They've
now,
got secret courts.
Why do they want to hurt
they've got secret
people.
Prisons.
Okay, they're trying to bring down this country.
The government's trying to destroy the country?
This is interesting. Paula, can you hang on? Because
uh-huh.
I really want to know about this.
Okay.
Fascinating. 800-259-9231. So the government's trying to destroy poor people by letting immigrants in? We got to talk to Paula about this.
I don't know.
I really want to know. Paula, hang on. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. See you here with you.
And man,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, at updates.freetalklive.com. They're free, of course. It comes right into your email box whenever there's something fresh to announce. We'll tell you, coming up this weekend, we're going to have an update going out because there's a brand new Shriner that we'll be adding to the website. So get on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones we go. Back to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Now, Paula, you're going to have to bear with us because we're kind of new to this idea that what you're bringing up. We're going to ask a lot of questions, and I want you to just be patient with us as we try to understand what it is that you're what you're explaining to us. We're open-minded guys, so we're not going to hang up on you or anything like that. What you, as I understand it, what you've said so far is you think that the United States government is trying to destroy poor people in America by letting immigrants come in?
Huh? The middle class also.
They want to destroy the poor in the middle class.
Okay, there's a reason behind this. Okay, let me explain this because it's quite a story, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, the people that are coming over the border, now, I don't know if you know much history, but a long time ago, we left Israel. Okay, we are the true children of the Bible.
You and me?
Yes, we are. We are the children of Manasseh. And England is evil.
I don't even know Manasseh.
Hold on. And so anyway, the Native Americans and the Spaniards down there, these are our family. This is who we are.
Okay.
And we all left Israel. And the people that are in Israel right now are from Turkey. And we're actually helping them to destroy the Palestinians because the Palestinians are Joseph's kids also.
Now, where did you hear this?
What does this have anything to do with immigrants in America?
I'm getting to that. Okay. Now, our secret government is a satanic organization. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And they're wanting to destroy God's children. Okay.
Right.
And so,
because I'm from the house of Manasseh.
Well, yeah, we're Joseph's children. Okay. And so the thing is,
Joseph, Jesus' dad.
Jacob's son, Joseph.
Jacob's son, Joseph. Okay.
Okay.
Israel.
Yeah. And so, anyway, the thing is, they're wanting to destroy all God's children. They're in the process of doing this in Israel. Okay.
Why doesn't God step in and, like,
because
save
God
people
says
from
he,
this,
he
huh?
He gives us our own free will.
Ah.
And he doesn't interfere.
Okay.
Now, he does, he will,
so all
you know,
the Satan, all the Satan worshippers have taken over the government. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
And God,
I mean, they control
happen,
everything.
Huh?
They
why do we keep
everything.
On voting for the Satan worshippers?
Because people don't know the truth.
Hmm.
And
okay, so now, how do the immigrants tie into this?
Okay. The thing is, they're using them to destroy, because see, these people are coming in, they're paying them at a lower rate of pay.
Who's they?
The people that they go to work for.
Right.
They pay them lower than what we work for.
Are the people that are paying them Satan worshippers as well?
Well, if they're a big corporation, yeah. They control everything. They control
so
all
as
the
soon
news.
As, now, wait. Now, can I ask you this? I mean, let's say, Manwich, you and I, we start a company and we decide to incorporate. And we get bigger and we get bigger. At what point do you become a Satan worshiper?
Well,
how many employees do you have to have to become a Satan worshiper?
Most of your big corporations, all your media, everything is controlled by this secret government.
Uh-huh. So at what point would...
except for this radio show, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay, right.
But anyway,
I don't think they are.
But you know who I'm talking about.
But as soon as we get a certain number of affiliates, the Satanists will control us, right? I mean,
they have the power.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to control us exactly? I mean, just I don't know.
Well,
are they going to put a hat on my head?
It's the money situation. They have all the money. They're the richest people in the world, like the Rockefellers and the Bushes and the.
So they're going to tempt
money,
us, right?
Money does go a long way for manipulating people's.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. They
so okay, let's
people.
Let's jump back to the immigrants. So all the Satanists are letting the immigrants in order to do what now?
Okay, they pay them at a lower rate than what we work for.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
And so middle
and
class.
That's
people,
evil and
that's satanic.
Satanic.
Right.
You don't seem to understand that these people are all in this together.
Not
okay?
The immigrants, though, right?
No, they're not.
No, okay.
But the thing is, I mean, most of them are Christians, okay?
Wow, but, okay, this is interesting. Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, all I'm saying is that we're the New World Order is what I'm talking about.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay? And so we're in the process of being destroyed. This was in the Bible before, in the book of Judges, about Gideon. The story of Gideon, the same
okay,
thing happened
let's keep
before.
Let's keep talk. Keep on track here, though, about the immigrants.
Uh-huh.
Now, how is it they're trying to destroy what now with the immigrants?
They are trying to bring down the United States. See, even the world.
How is that going to bring down the United States
okay,
by letting
let
people come here
something.
To work?
Let me explain something. The World Trade Organization and NAFTA, this was all part of destroying us. Okay?
Uh-huh.
They. This is to weaken all the countries so that the New World Order can take over.
And what does that have
orders?
To do with immigrants? I don't understand.
Okay, because they're...
How is letting immigrants in here going
okay,
to destroy America?
All right, let me explain. The middle class is used to working at a certain hour pay, okay?
Yeah.
These people are working at a lower rate.
What's
they're,
wrong with that?
Okay, well, the thing is, the middle class people won't have the jobs anymore.
Okay, let me stop you right now, Paula. What you don't seem to understand is basic economics. When new people come into this country, it's not like there's a finite amount of jobs that will just go away as these people suck them up. When new people come in here, they create demand and supply. Yes, they can supply the positions, the people that are necessary. Paula, now hang on. Now I'm explaining to you something. So when new people come in here, they want... someplace to live. They need to eat food. They want to be entertained. So
they
create demand,
roof.
Which
that's
means
true.
New jobs are created for every new person that comes here into this country. There's no finite supply of jobs. We're not going to run out of jobs.
Wait
we could
minute.
Let 5 million people in here tomorrow, and we'd have more jobs.
We are headed right now for the worst recession we've ever had.
Did you understand a word I just said?
Yeah, I did, hon.
The reason that we're headed for a recession, Paula, has to do with coming off of a metal standard dollar. It has nothing to do with... the immigrants coming in. I mean, if we return to the gold standard and open up the borders, then everybody's going to be a lot richer.
I don't want to jump past this. Paula, do you understand that immigrants are not going to take jobs?
Well, they say that is what's happening right now.
They're lying to you.
Well,
whoever's saying that it just doesn't understand
the
economics.
Well,
it's basic supply and demand.
The whole thing is that it's really a sad situation all the way around. I mean, I want to help our brothers and sisters, okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're all God's kids.
So, wait, you want to help the immigrants?
Huh?
You want to help the immigrants?
If I could, I would, yeah.
So, would you support open borders?
As far as if they were not criminals and drug people, yeah.
Okay. So, you want to like, check everybody out as
they
come
should,
over
yeah.
the borders?
If they're criminals or if they're drug
now,
people,
how does
yeah.
that now, how does that jive with it? With this supposed to be a free country? I mean, considering that America is supposed to be a free country, shouldn't free people be able to come and go as they please without having to check in with a government border patrol and prove whether or not they're an innocent or guilty party?
Well, would you want criminals and people that are selling drugs bring more drugs into your country?
I want freedom, Paula.
I do too, but drugs is not good for anybody.
What do you mean?
Drugs. I mean...
What drugs?
Illegal drugs, like marijuana and cocaine,
ooh,
stuff
really?
Like that.
Marijuana?
I mean, marijuana is an herb, but I mean, as far as I'm saying, like cocaine and
yeah.
stuff like that. I mean, we don't need our kids hooked on drugs.
Now, wait a minute, Paul. I mean, I agree with you. Kids certainly shouldn't be hooked on drugs.
Nobody.
But, I mean, are you got to be kidding me. You really think the government can stop drugs from coming into this country?
I wish we could, but we can't.
So why do you think that we should screen people for drugs, then? It's a waste of our time and money.
Well, they say there is a lot of people that are coming that are criminals. I mean, actually, really
bad. Who is they?
This is what we're hearing, okay?
Who's we and who are you hearing it from?
Down in Texas where this is happening, okay?
Hey, Paula, here's a real radical idea for you. If we ended the war on drugs and made it so drugs were totally, fully legal and people could buy and sell them and manufacture them as they please, then there wouldn't be drug criminals anymore, would there?
Well, the drugs that the pharmaceutical companies are making are killing people anyway.
That's the God's honest truth. Thanks very much.
Hey, Paula, we really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Wow. Wow.
Wow. That's...
We're going to have to reserve comment and come back and talk about that because that's just paranoia to the hilt right there. Utter paranoia to the hilt. More coming back. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have archives, months worth of the show. We give it all away to you right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So go take advantage of all that. There's no logging in, no membership fee, none of those games. Like those other talk shows want you to play. They want money out of you for their archives. Well, we give them away. freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with Paula from Florida. And Paula, she kept talking about how there's this grand conspiracy of Satanists to destroy America, to destroy the poor people and destroy the middle class by letting the immigrants come in. And well, she kept saying that this is what they were telling us. And who are you listening to? Because whoever it is doesn't have any idea what it is they're talking about. I don't know if she's just listening to other radio shows, kind of the kooky conspiracy radio shows or whatever. But question everything that you're told. I mean, it's exciting to think of these conspiracy ideas. It's neat because it's something different, right? It's not what you were raised to believe, but it's not necessarily true just because somebody on the radio says it is.
I can't imagine a bunch of Satanists congregated anywhere. I mean, you know, I've never the Satanists, what is that? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I think they claim that because it brings an emotional appeal to the Christians that listen to the message. Oh, the Satanists are in government. Well, that explains everything. And it's just paranoia. Now, look, there's no doubt that government's bad. I mean, but it doesn't matter who's in charge. It doesn't matter if it's Jewish people, Christians, the Satanists, or atheists that are in charge.
government fails at everything that it does. It's the nature of centralized control. It's the nature of bureaucracy.
Over and over again we see this.
Satan has nothing to do with it. It doesn't matter if the holiest of holy men are in charge of government.
And if you question that, you really got to ask yourself, well, tell me what government's done well. And
it kills people.
Don't you think that a private organization would do whatever it is that you think the government's done well better?
Absolutely. I think so.
I mean, because they have a profit motive.
That's right.
I mean, if you've ever been to the DMV, you know how awful that
wait.
Is. If you've been standing in line at the post office trying to get a letter or something,
oh my gosh.
You know, somebody sent you a certified letter. By the way, if you send me a certified letter at my house, I won't get it.
I always buy stamps anywhere else but the post office.
Yeah.
There's other places that sell them because I went in there one day and the line was so long.
It's just crazy.
It's just nutty. And who would sit and wait in that line? I just don't understand. Let's go to the phone. So let's talk to Eddie in Ohio. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Can you hear me?
We got you, Eddie. What's up?
Oh, hey, you know, I was listening to that lady. And, you know, she makes some sense, but...
She does?
You know, if you ever...
I know you guys...
Well, let me talk. Come on, instead of making fun of me.
I
would think a good tape that I think you should get to show that this elite group of people that really are that are trying to control the world with their one world government would be with Alex Jones.
I've seen his stuff. Okay, I've seen it. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah. Well,
very interesting.
It's a lot of hard evidence there. I mean,
who cares, Eddie?
Well, you should care because you start to worry about who's controlling you, and when you have
I'm not controlled by
mock
anybody.
Sacrifice.
Eddie.
I mean, this tape shows mock sacrifices of little children. You know?
Oh,
this,
please.
Well, you know what it is?
Do you really think that the politicians of America are sacrificing children?
I didn't tell you the politicians. I said the elite group of people. But the politicians, once they get into once they get up there into a certain power, like, you know, our senators and stuff, they then find out who their bosses are, and if they don't listen to them, they get kicked out, you know, of office.
Where's all this going to go? I mean, let's presume that you're totally
right,
Eddie.
Well, they
want
a one-world government. But
You're totally right about all this, okay? What's the point of... I mean, if you're saying that everybody that gets into office gets taken into this grand cabal conspiracy and gets initiated into the mock sacrificing ritual stuff or whatever it is that they do, where's it all going to end up? I mean, is there any point in even fighting against it? Why do you even bother spending time talking about this? Because do you think you're going to have the opportunity to change things? When you get elected, Eddie, are you going to just say no to the Satanists?
Well, you know, you know what it is? You do the best you can to try to fight this evil empire, I guess you can call it. But
I'll give you
nothing and pretend it's not there, eventually, you know, you're going to be lucky to be making $4 and $5 an hour. But here's my big thing about keeping the borders closed.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Give it to us now.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of tuberculosis, whooping cough, elephant disease? These diseases are being brought into this country with these illegal aliens who do not get tested before they come in. When they control the borders and they test people before they come in, whether they can cure them after they test them, then let them in. But to leave the borders open, American citizens are now being sick.
Well, American citizens travel all across the world. I don't know, but I went for my honeymoon to St. Vincent.
And,
you know, I mean, that's a pretty much a third world place.
You can pick something up there.
You're supposed to make sure that you're all right. But what I'm saying is, of course, nothing's 100%.
It's a global community now, Eddie.
Now, listen, I'm not saying everything's 100% for sure, but when you start letting 2 and 3 million illegal aliens coming in every year, where the numbers of thousands of most of the cases of tuberculosis and whooping cough are coming in on these border states,
we handle tuberculosis.
There's a major problem, but when you leave the borders open because you try to yell freedom, all you're doing is making me sick, your children sick, and your American citizens, your fellow
Eddie,
citizens.
Eddie, we handled tuberculosis before.
Well, it's coming back. You know, why
okay,
do we
well, then
to
we can handle it again.
Yeah. Well, because
who's supposed to handle it in your mind, Eddie? Is it supposed to be the government?
You know, you think it's all right. Well, you know what? The one thing the government can do is close the borders.
Hold on, buddy. Let's talk about one little contradiction you have here. You just came on the air and told us that there's this grand satanic conspiracy that's behind everything, yet you trust the government to close the borders?
Am I on the air still?
You're out of your mind, Eddie.
Am I out of your mind.
Hang on. You're still on. I'll let you come back there. Hang on. 800-259-9230. I want to hear him justify how it is that he thinks this great satanic government's going to protect him from the whooping cough. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us AMP Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the show. 800-259-9231 is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we ask for your vote. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free on our website, archives, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more, all on the house, well, we ask for your vote in return. It's simple. It's quick. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. You can cast your vote for the show, and it helps keep us on the top of the podcast charts. I believe we're currently ranked at number 2 in the world. Now, that's out of almost 15,000 podcasts. So being number 2, that's pretty good, but we could be number 1 with your help if you go to vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we've got Eddie on the line from Ohio, and Eddie is one of these guys who believes that there's a great satanic conspiracy, and the government's run by a cabal of Satan worshippers and a secret evil government, and they're terrible, and they're letting immigrants come in here, but... And then he says he wants to close down the borders, and he says that this is something the government can do. And I don't understand why it is that he has such great distrust of the government, because he believes they're Satanists or whatever, but yet he wants them to be the ones that closes down the borders? Eddie, can you explain that dichotomy there, that problem?
Well, first of all, you really sound ignorant when you try to sit there and try to make me sound ignorant. The fact is, our government, which is pretty much controlled by an elite group of people, does not want the border closed any longer.
So what makes you think they're going to close the borders for you?
What,
you're sitting here calling for closed borders. Are they going to give it to you, Eddie?
Nobody's going to give me nothing. You know what? I've been down there at the Minuteman Project for a couple of times. But you know what? They're down there. They do everything they can to make it so hard on the Minuteman Project when they see illegals coming across.
Do you think that I'm a tool of Satan by suggesting we should have open borders, Eddie?
I don't mind an open border as long as you get checked before you come in. Because, you know, there's things called hepatitis A, B, and C that are showing up that you can't fix.
That's enough. Thanks for the call, Eddie. 800-259-9231. Open the borders. Ha, 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 ha. We're going to let the immigrants into this country and ruin everything. Silliness.
It doesn't...
Absolutely silly.
Immigrants built this country. I don't understand why we're scared of letting them in.
Yeah, well, was there a big scare factor about diseases back in the day? Were there people like Eddie clamoring to test everyone that came across, from Europe back 200 years ago? Was that an issue back then?
Were the bridge makers and the railroad track layer guys, were they going, our jobs! Our jobs! They're going to take them with these darn micks are coming over here and they're taking our jobs at half the pay.
You know, if you think the government's going to protect you from tuberculosis and whooping cough, then you've got another thing coming. They're not going to protect you from squat. If anything, I mean, if there's a problem again with some sort of terrible disease in this country, the marketplace will handle it. If we allow it to. Unless the government prevents that from happening. If some new disease surfaces and the government just stays away from it, naturally, the free market and people in search of profits will come up with solutions.
They have before.
That's exactly what they've done before.
Louis Pasteur was not given a government grant. I'm sorry.
Right. And the reason why they're doing it is because they want to line their pockets full of money.
Mm-hmm. And they want their friends. They want their friends at the few remaining pharmaceutical companies out there. They want them to get the big profits. They don't want the little upstart pharmaceutical companies getting in the arena and making the immunizations available for everybody at a reasonable cost.
Which is what would happen if we had a free market in medicine in this country. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. We got Brandon hang on. He wants to talk about rights. Jeff in Denver, as well as your calls about anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're...